to make sure I'm asking. Are y'all sleepy? Do you know it's like, you know, what is it, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock already? Wake up. Did Jesus stop for you? Amen. Did Jesus condemn you? What did he do? He came to give you life and give it to you more. Did Jesus talk to you? Anybody heard Jesus talking to him? I got some questions for you. Did Jesus save you? Oh, come on. Did Jesus turn on your light? Did he illuminate your mind? Did he bring understanding of his word? Oh, we still struggle with some of that, don't we? What did Jesus say? Well, watch this. We're going to go into the scripture about where the woman got, where the woman was accused of adultery. John chapter 8 and 7, that starts at the end of it. It says, "And he who is without sin amongst you, let him throw the first stone." You didn't tell me to take this mic off. Am I on? All right, there we go. You know what you're supposed to do is just turn that mic down. That's how Adam gets my attention. Just turn that other mic down, and then I'll realize I've got to use the other mic. Amen? I thought that other one sounded a little deep. "He was without sin amongst you, let him throw a stone at her first. Have you dropped your rock? Are we ready to throw rocks at people? Too many Christians are running around trying to look and examine other people's lives, and we're throwing rocks, and we're ready to throw rocks at other people. But Jesus had mercy on you. Aren't you glad he had mercy on you? Didn't Jesus have compassion on you? Aren't you glad he stopped and stooped down to you?" He stopped and stooped down to the lady, to the woman that they accused of having adulterous affair. Are you ready to go through some things in your life? Well, you know, if you know that you're blessed, if you know that you're comforted, I was listening to Miss Mallory. I knew I had to Lurie right. And she was talking about, she had a friend that his child just passed away, and she was, you know, she was even saying, "I don't know if I could take it." But as Christians, how many of you know, God gives us strength to carry on. God gives us the strength. Yes, things are tough. Life is tough, I have to tell you. I mean, anybody that's over 30, you know that you're going to have some experiences in life, and some things can get rough and very hard to go through. But God will pull you through, and the joy of the Lord shall become your strength. If we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, mind, and soul, and put our trust in him, then follow him, and then what? He's going to direct our path to bring us back into a joyful relationship with him. Amen? John chapter 8 and 12, Jesus said this, "And Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness." Shall not walk in darkness. When the darkness comes, because it will, when the darkness is all around you and you're struggling and you can't see over the waves and you're trying to figure it out and you're saying, what? Don't walk in that darkness. Walk away from it. Get away from all that. Amen? But you will have the light of life. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness. Don't stay in the darkness. Will you have darkness? Yes. Don't stay there. Get out of it. Find the light and go towards the light. Amen? How many of you know Jesus is the light of the world? He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have light. But have the light of life. Do we really think about the, have we ever figured out that, you know what? There's consequences to sin. There's consequences to sin. I mean, have you ever thought about when you were getting ready to do something that you knew you were not supposed to do? Did you think about the consequences, or did you go ahead and do it and then say, well, you know, God will forgive me? Yes, but there's consequences. There's consequences. Look at your neighbor and say, there's consequences. There's consequences, Kim. But have we been walking in the darkness? Are we following the crowds of people that's just doing their own thing, and we're trying to figure out life, and we don't want them to think that we're a holy roller or a Bible thumper or whatever you want to call them? You're just trying to make, well, you know, we don't want to offend them. We don't want to cause a hard feeling. It's time for Christians to quit worrying about if people are offended by your Christ. Don't worry about it. How many of you know God is there? Excuse me just a minute. I'm dealing with a little bit of a sore throat this morning, but I will get through it. Jesus loves you so much, and he's encouraging you today. Watch, we don't follow the crowd. We don't follow them. We don't follow those people that are just out there saying. There's a lot of things people are saying today. They're saying a lot of stuff. And you know what? We can get caught up in arguing points and arguing opinions and getting caught up in all kind of frustrating conversations that's only becoming bitterness and angry, and before you know it, somebody's mad at you because of your statement, or somebody there's a pollution, there's a polluting of the Christian life that people are just allowing the pollution to come in instead of separating yourselves from that stuff and say, wait. You know what? That's all fine and dandy, but you know what? How many of you know who's the King of Kings? You know, and it's like, let's step back from all of that stuff. Say stuff. There's a lot of stuff being said over here, and there's a lot of stuff being said over there, and everybody's trying to pick sides, and I don't have to pick sides. I got Jesus on my side, amen? Do you have Jesus on your side? Are we walking in light, or are we going to walk into darkness? Are we trying to make sure that we're trying to be comfortable and make sure that we don't offend? Or do we know that Jesus is the King and he is the Savior? And this is what the Word says. You know what? We heard somebody say this morning about at the end when it's all over and said and done. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, you can all get that all you want, but that's going to happen. That's the facts. Too many of us don't have facts. We just got fake news. How about that? Should I stay off of that one? The woman caught in adultery was fake news. Well, was it real? Yeah, it was. But did they bring it the whole thing to fruition? They caught the woman in adultery, in the very act of adultery, the scripture says. Where's the guy? How come they just brought her? Do you see they had something that they were trying to achieve, and we'll find that out in just a minute what they were trying to achieve. But they didn't want to just face all of the true facts here. They were trying to get to something. And too many people we know are trying to get to a point. They're trying to get you on their side, or where they're trying to get you to believe like they believe. How many of you know we don't have to follow the crowd? It's time for us to get our minds clear and think for ourselves. And when somebody starts saying something that's not true, go, wait a minute. When somebody is saying something that's not true, you just go, wait a minute. What does the Word of God say? What is truth? Say Jesus. Okay. So all of this other stuff, say stuff, don't really matter. You see, because when it's all over and done with, what are we doing? Where's our eternity? What are we doing for eternity? When it's all over and done with, no matter what age you are, you could be a teenager that passed away or drowned or got in a car accident. Life is short sometimes for some people. We don't understand. What's going on? This morning, we heard three stories. I've heard three stories this morning about young people that died. One is a wheelchair. One is your cousin. Jeremy and Casey's cousin drowned. Jonathan called me up this week, said he's on his way to Arkansas. His nephew died in a car accident. How old? 17? 17 years old. We're not promised tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. How many of you know you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow? So we better start getting things right, say today. Yay. Oh, my goodness. You know, and we love to say, I often say this in quite a few of the funerals that I've done. I often say, you know, most of us in this room has probably said this. Why? Why does that have to happen to this person? Why did that have to happen to this? Why? Say, God is sovereign. We don't know why. You don't have an answer why. You know what? That's the devil trying to deceive you and take away your joy. And I understand there's no joy in death, but guess what? God knows the beginning from the end. He knows what needs to happen. He knows who he's preserving. He knows that when the enemy means something for bad, God's going to bring it around to good. Now, how you can say good coming out as, well, Jesus had to die on the cross. You know what? Sometimes things happen to the good people. Bad things happen to good people. And watch this. Good things happen to bad people. What? I don't understand that. But all I can tell you is life. Say life. It happens. So understand there are consequences to sin. But when we get to, when we see things like this in our life, don't walk in the darkness. When the waves are coming up like that song we sang, I couldn't stop but thinking to myself, so many times people are swimming and have you ever swam and you got to where you just was like this down in the water and the only thing was up was your eyes? And the song was saying, lift up my eyes. Let me get a little bit higher than the waves. When the waves come in, stay above them because they're coming in and it'll try to destroy your life. But stay above. Say, stay above. Stay above the waves. Don't let yourself sink down low because in the darkness, there is no hope. In the darkness, there is no hope. But in the light, there is Jesus Christ. Amen? Watch what these followers did. The woman caught in adultery. Let's go to that scripture real quick. John chapter 8 and verse 2. Now, early in the morning, he came into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery, and they set her before in the midst. Then he said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that we should stone, but what do you say? Now I'm asking this question. What do you say? What do you say when you see things going wrong? What are you saying when you see people that, wait a minute, that's not right? What do you say? Watch this. This is what the Pharisees said. They said, testing him. That was their goal. Their goal was to test him. Let's see what you're going to do about this, Jesus. Let's see what you're going to do about, how many of you know some things happen? Things happen to you. What you going to do about this now, Jesus? Sometimes we sit in doubt and we test God, and these Pharisees and Sadducees wanted to test him and say, what are you going to do about this? Testing him. Did they care about her at all? Not at all. And they that they might have something in which to accuse him. They wanted to test him, and they had wanted something to accuse him. See, sometimes people have different motives than what you're truly seeing. Have you realized that when people come and tell you something, usually it has nothing to do with what they're telling you, but it's something behind the scene that they're trying to get out? Have you ever seen people do that to you? Watch this. But Jesus stooped down. Now, I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus stooped down for me. Did he stoop down for you? Did he stoop down and reach out and grab your hand? Did Jesus stoop down for you? And did he pull you up out of the miry clay? Did he pull you up out of sin and darkness? Did he pull you up out of a tragic tragedy, a life that was dead? Did he pull you up? If he hasn't, he came to do so. So don't walk out of here today without giving your life to Christ, because Jesus is here right now and he's stooping down. Right now, but Jesus stooped down and he wrote on the ground with his finger as though he didn't even hear him. You see, this is where we got to be. We got to be like we don't even hear the negative reports, the negative fake news, the negative stuff. How many of you know? I mean, you have the power of the remote control. How many of you got the remote control? When I was a kid, I was the remote. Turn the channel, turn it off, turn it off. How many of you were the remote when you were younger? But the new kids say have no idea. Where's the remote? They spend 5 minutes looking for the remote when all they got to do is go push the button one time. Antenna, yeah. Well, you know what? We have the power to turn things off or to change the channel. We don't have to sit there and let that crud, say crud. We don't have to sit there and allow that crud to pollute our home. We can stop it, right? All we have to do is turn it off, change the channel. get away from the stuff that's taking your mind off of Jesus, taking your mind off of all of the stuff. It's, you know what it's doing? It's putting the cares of this world right in the midst of your lap. It's putting all the cares of this world, and it's trying to pollute your brain, and it's trying to corrupt your mind. It's trying to bring you to a place of frustration. How many of you, I mean, I'm going to be honest, my hand's raised. When I watch the news, sometimes I get frustrated. I get all raked up. Have you been worked up a few times over watching the evening news? You ready to jump through the screen? What's wrong with this world today? How many of you ever said that, huh? And what is going on? Do you not know that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy? Did you not know that you have the power? Say, I got the power. Just like that. Just turn it off. Walk away. Get away from, it's all lies anyway. I mean, you know, they're lying. All of them. They're all lying. Stop listening to the lie of the devil. Start finding what the truth of the Word of God is saying in your life. Spend half as much time praying, interceding, or reading the Word of God, which is, say truth, which is truth, and find yourself lifted up. You'll be finding yourself not arguing, not frustrated, not looking for an argument, not trying to find out, well, let's see if this person agrees with my agenda, not trying to accuse the brethren of sin, but finding out that you had mercy given to you. Aren't you glad? You had grace given to you from the Lord God Almighty. Did Jesus stoop down and talk to you when you was not worthy? He stopped and he talked to you. And this morning, Jesus is here. And he's saying, remember where you came from. Don't forget where you came from. Too many Christians, I mean, they come to church and after 6 months ago, they think they're the Holy Ghost incarnated. They just think that they don't have no, yes, you're forgiven. But don't forget that the people out there that still need Jesus, they need mercy, they need grace. They need you to show them the love, say love. They need you to show them the love. The Bible says it's the goodness of God that draws men to repentance. Say goodness of God. The Bible says it's the goodness of God that draws men to repentance. So let's learn how to love one another. Let's learn to be like Jesus. We're Christian, right? And love one another and pour out mercy and grace. And let me make this clear. Not greasy grace. Don't go in joining them in their sin and saying, well, you know, brother Tyrone told me I should have grace on you. And just, well, we're just going to party and smoke a little dope, drink a little booze and go out and get some. No, you don't do what they do. You want to be the light. Yes. Show them the light of Jesus. How many of you ready to start showing people the light of Jesus, the mercy and the grace that you were given? Amen. Say amen. How many of you know we live in a world that's crazy? They're crazy out there, amen? They're nuts. They got problems. How many of you know we're nuts? We got problems. We're crazy. God has called you to do his work. Remember what we have been through. Remember that we've been forgiven. Watch this. And he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Oh, wait. And he stooped down and wrote on the ground and his finger, and though he did not hear him. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin amongst you, let him throw the stone at her first. He is without sin amongst you, let him be the first one to throw the stone. And again he stooped down and he wrote on the ground, and those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, because they remembered where they came from. Oh, I've heard, I'm sure you've heard a lot of different preachers preach a lot of different messages on that Jesus sat down, and he wrote down some names, and he sat down, and he wrote this, and he did that. And I'm not speculating any of that. I'm just telling you, guess what? Jesus wrote on the ground, and they were convicted in their hearts. They were convicted in their conscience. Watch this. And they went out one by one, beginning with the oldest to the very last. I believe because the oldest ones in here, we know that we've been given grace. I mean, you've been given a whole lot of grace, a whole lot of mercy. Every time we've messed up, the Lord has been faithful. How many of you have been? Has the Lord been faithful to you? Has he been faithful to you over and over and over and over? Has he shown you grace over and over and over. That's why I believe that he started with the oldest, and I'm dropping my rock. If she gets stoned, it's not going to be from me, because I'm not going to be the first one. I'm not going to throw a rock, because I know that I have been shown mercy and grace. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning, that God wants us, say me, to show his mercy and his grace and his compassion for the body of Christ. And we need to go out and reach out people that are lost, that need Jesus. There's a community right here. We know friends. How many of you got a few friends that need Jesus? Anybody? You got a couple of names rolling through your head? Oh, well, let's start trying to be a witness to them. Let's start testifying about how good God is to you. I was talking this morning with somebody, and they were saying, man, I mean, have you been blessed? Do you realize how much you have been blessed? Do you know how blessed you are? Well, I don't have what Brother Jeremy's got. He's got it all. They're living up in Dominion now. He's got a new truck. He said he's got the bills to prove it, too. Anybody wants to pay him, he'll come on. I never will forget this as long as I live. I drove up in Idlewood one day, and Shari's out there working in the front yard, and I passed. I said, oh, hallelujah, it must be nice to have a nice, big, beautiful house. And she goes, I can get you one just like it. All you got to do is pay the bill. And then it dawned on me, I don't want one like that. Hallelujah. Are you willing to pay the price to get what you think you need? Or are you willing to realize that Jesus Christ died so that you can have life and have it more? Beginning from the oldest to the last, they all left one by one. Are you forgiven? Are we forgiven? And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the midst, which Jesus had raised himself up and saw that no one but the woman. And he said to her, woman, where are those who accuse you? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. The only one left there that could have condemned her was Jesus. But he didn't condemn her. He set her free. And Jesus wants you to know this morning, he came to set you free from the bondages of death, hell, and the grave, from sickness, from disease. He came to set us free. Now, will you go through some stuff in life? Say yes. Sometimes people are deceived and they don't understand that, gosh, life happens to everyone. Stuff happens to us all. She said, no one, Lord. Well, he said, we can condemn people if we want. How many of you know that if you want to find something on somebody, especially today, you go on the internet and find out what people are doing. You know what? If you want to find out what somebody's doing, follow them. Follow them for a day or two. You'll find that they're doing all kinds of things wrong. Aren't you glad you don't have to do that? Aren't you glad you don't have to follow people around and find out what they're doing wrong? Too many people are looking for gossip, they can't wait to get up in the morning and get on Facebook and find out what's the latest hot topic. Did you see so-and-so? Oh, my goodness. Stay away from all that. Get in the Word of God and find out what God is doing. He's doing something mighty. Say mighty. Now, to see, this is what the problem is many of us think that, well, he's not doing anything in me right now. Yes, he is. How many of you know he's inside of you? He's doing something right now inside of you. He's creating a new man. He's inside of you working out the bugs. He's working out the bad things. Have you ever felt the Spirit of God come in and start talking to you and say, you know what? You got to stop that. Anybody ever hear that? I just want to know if I'm in the right place. I mean, am I the only one that I hear it from the Lord? And he says, Tyrone, you got to stop that. And I'm, gosh. And then you get some brother in church or a sister in Christ come up and confirm the word, you know. But brother, you know, the Lord's been talking to me about you. And I said, oh boy, here we go. Come on, tell me what I'm doing wrong. And then they share with you. And then, you know what? That's confirmation, you know. I mean, sometimes people get offended when somebody shares a hard word. Sometimes things are hard, amen? But sometimes we got to hear it. Say amen. Sometimes I got to hear it. Say amen. You know, we got to hear it sometimes. And when we get into the Word and God starts speaking to us and we got confirmation, man, it's time to change. Say change. We got to change. We got to break off the chains. We got to change our life and start doing what we know God's called us to do and quit playing. I'll just say quit playing one more time. Because sometimes we can play too much. When Jesus raised himself up, he saw that no one but the woman. And he said to her, woman, where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you? And I'm just wanting to throw this out at you this morning to let you know that Jesus Christ loves you so much that he came and died so that you could have life. He came that you can have life and have it more abundantly. So when, not if, but when the other people start talking about you, let it go. It's okay. They're going to talk about you anyway. You might as well just let it go. Say, let it go. Don't worry about it. Don't try to get revenge. How many of you know the word says vengeance is? Oh, I knew somebody knew it. Come on, one more time. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It's not ours. It's his. It's our job to pray and ask for forgiveness and go and get forgiveness and even forgive those who sin against you. Hey? How many of you know that's how we are judged, by how much we forgive? In the same manner we use, in the same measurement we use, it's measured back to us. Oh my, Lord, forgive those who trespass against me. And Jesus, watch this, neither do I condemn you. Of course, now this is where a lot of people stop and they don't realize that Jesus did also give instructions because he said, now, go and sin no more. You see, he didn't say, okay, you're forgiven, go ahead back and do what you want to do. He said, no, go and sin no more. Don't get caught up in again, it's a part of that greasy grace thing. I'm forgiven. I can do what I want. I just go to church and pray an extra prayer and get pastor to throw some oil on me and get him to shake my head back and forth for a little while and then I'll be forgiven. And I'll cry too. Lord. That's emotional experiences is not forgiveness. I've seen people sit up and cry like a baby and whine about what they do wrong and ask for forgiveness and then go right out those doors and go right back into the same lifestyle because they choose to. We have a choice, amen? Do you know we have choices? Do you know there's consequences to sin? Do you know that if we do this, this is what we get? So how many of you want this? Not me. I mean, if you don't want this, me. What is it? It's sin. If we allow sin into our life and we keep doing that and we keep getting bad results, how many of you know it's time for us to stop? Say stop. Okay, look at your neighbor one time. Say stop. Oh, you didn't look. Go look. Look. Say stop. I caught you. Anyway, it's time for us to stop. We got to get away from this same old routine and say, Lord, it's time. I need help. How many of you need help? I need help. You know what? They say Christianity is a crutch. I say, you betcha, and I'm crippled. I need it. I need Jesus. Yes, it's a crutch. I need Jesus. I don't want to do this alone. I've tried stuff on my own will. Have you tried it? Was it successful for you? I'm not good on my own. I'm much better when I'm relying on Jesus. How many of you know he's going to give you the vision? He's going to give you the sight. He's going to give you the insight. He's going to give you what you need to get by and get through and come. I love the scripture that says, this too shall come to pass. How many of you know, sometimes it's just glad when things come to pass. Amen? Jesus said, go and sin no more. And Jesus spoke to them again saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of war. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Who wants to walk in the light of Jesus? Do you want to walk with Jesus this morning? Do you want to walk in the garden and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, I don't understand. Sometimes I get confused. Sometimes I get lost. Lord, I just don't get it sometimes. But Lord, you can help me through this. Send your Holy Spirit this morning. Send your Holy Spirit right now. I believe the Lord's sending his Holy Spirit right now to give some folks some answers and some peace in their life. How many of you need that right now? You need some answers. You need some peace right now in your life. Raise your hand. Say, Lord, I need it, Lord. Lord, I need your Holy Spirit conviction. Lord, I need your Holy Spirit touch. Lord, you can bring to pass this too, Lord. You're a mighty God. John chapter 12 and 46 says, I have come in as the light of the world, that whoever believes in me shall not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my word and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I do not come into the world that I do not come into the world. I'm still there, right? Okay. I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The same mercy you needed, the same grace you need, the same mercy and grace we should be giving to other people. How many of you know there's a lot of folks that need some mercy, some grace? They need Jesus. Amen. How many of you know some folks that need Jesus? Think about that person's name. And I said that twice. So, because if it's the same person that came up twice now, you got a witness. Start thinking about, start praying and asking God, Lord, what do I need to say to that person? Lord, how can I convince them? Lord, I have words of wisdom to say to these people that you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Romans chapter 2 and 3 and 5 says, and do you think this, O man, that you who judge those participating such, those practicing such things do the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads men to repentance? Don't be judging. Don't be running around the crowd. Don't be so excited, getting ready to throw your rock at somebody. But drop your rock. Say, drop your rock. Drop your rock and just say, Lord, thank you. Remember when you're dropping your rock, that you can remember that he had mercy and grace upon you, and he's given you the peace of God that surpasses all else. Drop your rock. If she gets stoned, it's not going to be by my stone. It's because I'm going to use my brain to think. I'm going to think on my own. I'm going to use my own brain and think for myself and not just follow the crowd, not just say, okay, well, that's what everybody's saying. That's what everybody's doing. I'm not going to follow the crowd. I want to follow Jesus. Are you ready to follow Jesus this morning? Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1 says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in a trespass, brethren, if a man is overtaken or woman is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, that's the spiritual people, the ones that really truly have a connection, not the ones that think they do, but the truly ones that have a connection. You who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, because the one who has the Spirit of God inside of them, they want to see that person saved. They want to see that person come out of that problem that they're in. Do you have some friends that are going through some problems, and you know in your heart that the Lord's called them and the Lord's trying to get a hold of their attention and saying, come on up out. He said, restore them in a spirit of meekness and humbleness. Go out there remembering where you were. How many of you remember where you came from? You go out there and you start hitting them with the Bible, shaking their face and saying, you got to repent. You got to get things right. Man, you're going to scare them, but they ain't going to want to come follow you. They're not going to follow Jesus, because that's not Jesus. Jesus is restoring people. He's bringing them out of the stuff. Now, does God judge? Yes, he does, but we're not the judge. Amen. How many of you know the Bible says that you're not to be judging another servant? That's what the scriptures say. Who are you to judge another servant? Do you know, I love the scripture where the two disciples are walking alongside each other and they're talking, and one's talking to Jesus, and he says, man, what are they talking about? And Jesus said, don't worry about what is it to you whether I want him to live forever or not? Of course, they had a gossip session going on right after that, because they said, hey, he's going to live forever. That's not what he said. He said, what is it to you if I want him to? You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we can get caught up in just repeating, talking. You ever just sit in your house? I got a scattered brain this morning. That's okay. Y'all bear with me. You ever sit in your house and the commercial comes on and you're just like, man, give me the mute button. And you hit mute. And then there's this dead, quiet sound. Those of y'all that don't have kids, there's this dead, silent, quiet spot. And you're like, wow, doesn't that sound great? Just nice, quiet, no noise. You see, and that's where too many of us, we got so many words being thrown at us today that the words are no longer having an effect, because we've heard so much. We've heard so many things said. We've heard so much going on that we're just getting caught up and we're not focusing on the word because of all of the other words that are out there that's just being thrown at us. And a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, remember where you came from, lest you also be tempted. Watch this. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Have you ever been deceived? My hand's up. I was deceived. There's a few of us that'll admit it. But let each one examine his own work. Uh-oh. Now, wait a minute. Listen. See, because I kind of set you up this morning. Because I brought you right up to this scripture right here when it says, let each one examine his own work. Because we're fixing to go into a time of communion. Okay? So it says, let each one examine his own work. Would you run in the back and grab them? We got to ask the young people to come in and be a part of the communion this morning with us. Let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone. You see, too many of us are not rejoicing because we're not following Jesus. We're following the world. We're listening to all of the stuff. We're getting caught up in all this stuff. And we can't rejoice in ourselves because we know we're not happy. But if you are getting close to God, if you draw close to God and he's drawing close to you, how many of you know you can't come into the presence of God without feeling and knowing the joy of the Lord is your strength? You can't come in. I mean, you can go no matter where you are, what you're going through. If you draw close to God and he's drawing closer to you, the joy of the Lord comes in and he starts strengthening and building up you, your dissatisfaction, because all of a sudden you start seeing how much he is. We heard about that this morning in pre-prayer. God is more than anything you could ever desire. He's more. Whatever you could think of how good God is, he's more than that. He's much more. Say much more. Much more than all that. Let each one examine his own works, and then he will have rejoiced in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. How many of you know you got a load to bear? 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 Give it to God. Give it to God. How many of you know he's an awesome God? Drop your rock and forgive all of the folks that you've been holding that rock up against, ready to stone them. Drop that rock. Let it go. Just examine your own life this morning. Forgive and be forgiven. If our ushers would come on down, we're going to get ready for communion. If you could go ahead and start that music, we'll get ready for communion. I want you to prepare yourself this morning. Don't waste this time. Don't spend the time looking at your iPhone or your iPad or your phone. Just focus and see what God's got going on. How many of you know he wants to talk to you this morning? How many of you know he wants to talk to you this morning? How many of us know that God wants to talk to us this morning? Hallelujah. Prepare yourself to receive from the Lord this morning, because he's here. And as you receive communion, just hold it, hold your commodities. We'll all eat and drink together at the end. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ready? Yes. Hallelujah. Right before we do that, I'm going to ask Miss Bliss Acker if she'd come on down real quick. I got a little certificate for her. Hallelujah. She walked in just a few. We had to hurry up and get going this morning because the band was having trouble. So we went ahead and gave the other awards out. So if y'all would join us in praying for Miss Eka. She finished the course this morning. Hallelujah. This is to you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Bliss. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her commitment to you, for studying the word to show herself worthy. Now, Lord, we just ask you to bring to remembrance all that she studied. Lord, let her know, Lord, that you love her, oh God, that you are there for her in the midst of all of the things. Let the word of God come back. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, if our communion... Where is